Well, here in Mexico City, one thing you don't see much of is water. No lakes or rivers flowing through the city. In fact, the city is in a water crisis. To hear more about that, we met with Pedro Moctezuma, the director of a group called Agua para Todos, Water for All. He took us to what's left of an ancient lake called Xochimilco. Hundreds of years ago, the Aztecs settled here and built islands on the water to grow food.
There were 12,000 hectares of the lake covered with these artificial islands, where there was a very intensive agriculture, and it produced fruits, vegetables, and flowers.
And we just heard a fish jump behind us. We're actually standing on a boat in the water right now. But the Mexico City that we see today is not filled with lakes and water. It's built on top of them.
Yeah, because Tenochtitlan, the ancient capital, was invaded 498 years ago by Spaniards from southern Spain. They came from the desert. And Alexander Humboldt, the German scientist that came to Mexico in the early 19th century, was very puzzled because he says this Nueva España, New Spain, as it was called,
used to call Mexico New Spain.
It's puzzling that they are enemies of water. They say this is the only culture that I know that are enemies of water. So what they did from 1607 on was to drain the five lakes that covered the valley. And this process of draining Mexico City and sending water out is still going on. Every year, Mexico City government drains 80 million cubic meters of water out to the Gulf of Mexico.
Why?
Well, there is this historic bias against water or inability to deal with the water cycles. I would call it like trauma. Historic trauma. At this point, the new project is to build the Tunnel Emisor Oriente to get the water out of Mexico City to a plant called Atotonilco. And they have spent 54,000 million pesos in that project of draining the water out.
Now, one of the problems that has been caused by the fact that Mexico City is built on the top of lakes is that it is now sinking. Uh-huh. And if you go into some of the buildings in downtown, the cathedral even, it's leaning.
Yeah. Yeah, Mexico City is rapidly sinking, not only because of ancient practices, but also because currently we take two-thirds of our water from the aquifers.
Underneath the city.
Underneath the city. And they have, in the last century, the wells pumped water from 20 to 40 meters below. After that, they went into deeper wells, 400 meters. And now they are adventuring themselves with 2 kilometer deep wells that pump water at a really high cost. So this causes regional subsidies, regional sinking, especially in the eastern part of Mexico City.
You take the water out from underneath and everything else goes down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that is a bit ironic about this situation is that Mexico City is trying to build on top of its water and get rid of its water. And at the same time, there are so many people here who don't have fresh water to drink.
Uh-huh. The water authority in Mexico City recognized that there is 1.6 million people in Mexico City with normal access to water. There is a huge inequality.
We should say there are some 20 million people in the metropolitan area.
Yeah. It affects health, education. Many of the schools have to close during February and March because of lack of water in the bathrooms.
So how do you make sense of this conundrum for this city, that you have water underground, but if you use it, the city will sink and there aren't enough people getting water that need water?
Well, now the what guides the government officials is short-term results. They play with scarcity. They exchange water for votes. All the political parties are in this perverse activity. And also big business wants to have a monopoly on water in Mexico City, because a huge business to sell bottled water to communities that don't have any water. No? So in the short term, there is big money being benefited from this, but in the long term, they are risking a total collapse of Mexico's capital.
That was Pedro Moctezuma with Agua para Todos, water for all, at one of the few remaining lakes in Mexico City.